A smoking ban planned for state-subsidized senior public housing has been postponed. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation was to implement no smoking rules in residents' apartments in August, forcing smokers outside. Now the corporation says it will reevaluate the policy. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander reports.
Who says you can't fight City Hall?
Ron Dean and Catherine Ryan took their fight to the AHFC Board of Directors, corporation managers, a few legislators, even the governor. For now, they've won. Dean and Ryan are smokers who say they will never quit. Dean is author of a petition opposing the no-smoking policy. Ryan helped him gather signatures. About half of Mountain View residents signed, including a lot of non-smokers. Residents in Fairbanks Senior Housing also sent a petition to AHFC.
You know, it was almost a 50-50 split between positive and negative.
Public Housing Division Director Catherine Stone was expecting public comments to track a 2010 survey that showed most residents in senior and disabled facilities wanted a smoke-free policy.
So I think it bears, you know, a little more thought, a little bit more analysis, and a little bit more preparation before we go at it again.
Common areas in AHFC facilities have been non-smoking for years, but the proposed policy said residents would not be allowed to smoke in their own apartments. When AHFC Operations Director Michael Courtney came to Mountain View last week, Ryan and Dean, Ryan in her wheelchair, were smoking outside the back door.
I promised them that I would go and I'd walk the area and chat with residents while I was there.
It was raining, so Ryan and Dean were undercover, close to the rear entrance. The cigarette butt receptacle was at least 10 feet away in the rain.
The picture is worth a thousand words.
Well, honestly, their comments do have something to do with it, and the petition has something to do with it.
Courtney says managers and the AHFC board have been debating the policy for some time, and now is not the time to implement. It will be his job to work with local property managers on a place outside where residents can smoke and still be protected from bad weather, for example, Juneau's Taku Winds or a downpour.
So we've got to have some discussions on what exactly we should do to keep it safe, but at the same time not enclose the smoke so it's going to get into the front of the building.
That's one of the reasons Mountain View resident John Monroe signed the petition 2 months ago. He doesn't smoke, but dreaded groups of smokers outside the entrances.
You come in through that bay, there's 10 people out there smoking. We got to walk through them.
For now, residents in AHFC senior housing across the state will still be able to smoke at home. Housing Division Director Stone says the agency will take the next few months to set up outdoor smoking areas and provide smokers with some help on quitting.
You know, we can have tobacco-free people come and hold classes, or we can provide patches or whatever resources they need and readdress this in the spring.
Ryan says it's not tobacco that will kill her. She has multiple sclerosis and bone disease. She's already digging in her heels for the next time the smoking ban comes around.
It's the only vice I got left, and I'm enjoying it tremendously.
Stone expects AHFC will conduct another survey before rewriting the no-smoking policy. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.